This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Wendy Mader. Missouri's unemployment rate held steady at 6.9% in October, according to new data from the Missouri Department of Economic Development. That's one full point below the national average of 7.9%. For October, the state also tallied 13,000 new jobs, which add up to more than 25,000 new jobs this year. That's up from the 21,500 jobs added in 2011. A Missouri group may start circulating petitions for a ballot measure aimed at making it illegal to discriminate against gays and lesbians in the state. Missourians for Equality Director Aaron Malin says the goal is to get the issue, which would prohibit discrimination of housing and employment, before voters in 2014. The effort must pass several administrative hurdles with the Missouri Secretary of State's office before supporters can begin collecting signatures. Democratic state lawmakers have proposed similar legislation for more than a decade, but those bills have never made it to a floor vote. The Missouri Supreme Court has upheld a state law aimed at allowing veteran St. Louis firefighters to live outside city limits. St. Louis requires municipal employees to live within the city, but a 2010 Missouri law exempts firefighters with 7 years on the job from residency requirements if the local school district is not fully accredited. The St. Louis district has provisional accreditation, although it was unaccredited when the law passed. St. Louis officials filed suit arguing the state law infringed on the city's authority to set its own work policies. Attorneys for a St. Louis man whose 1983 rape and murder convictions were recently thrown out by a Missouri judge that say they expect his release from prison on Wednesday. George Allen Jr. was sentenced to 95 years behind bars in the 1982 death of 31-year-old Mary Bell. A Cole County judge overturned that conviction on November 2nd and ordered Allen's release. Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster has appealed the ruling to the Missouri Western District Court of Appeals. A hearing is scheduled Wednesday morning in Jefferson City. The University Press Week, hosted by the Association of American University Presses, started out with a bang on Monday when an anonymous donor gave the University of Missouri Press a $10,000 donation. As a nonprofit agency, the UM Press relies heavily on financial contributions to keep publishing books. Consulting director of the UM Press, Jane Lago, says donations are important for the University Press Week and the nonprofit agency.
This matching fund donation came from someone who'd been very supportive of the press and wanted to be able to do something to really help us get back on our feet.
Administrators recently thought about shutting down the press, but that changed when the publishing house was transferred to the MU campus. Heart of Missouri court-appointed special advocates, otherwise known as CASA, is expanding its services to Callaway County. A $22,500 grant from the National CASA Group made the expansion possible. The nonprofit group trains community volunteers to advocate for children in court who are involved in family abuse cases. Program coordinator Kelly Hill says Heart of Missouri CASA's mission has always been to serve both Boone and Callaway counties.
But this grant is helping us do that by providing funds to help with recruitment of volunteers and outreach and just some other general operating expenses that come along with an expanding like this to another county.
The organization received its first statement from the grant at the beginning of October. There are 22 CASA programs throughout the state. Heart of Missouri currently has 35 active volunteers and plans to recruit between 5 and 10 more for the year. For KBIA News, I'm Wendy Mader.